Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
But the new music train waits for no man or podcast.
Hello and greetings to all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster, and on behalf of Jim Linehan, my co-host, co-founder, and great friend, I want to welcome everybody to this episode of January New Music. And you heard it right there in the intro, folks. Stephen Routledge laid it out. A new music train waits for no man or podcast. This makes me feel so happy, folks. Originally, I'd said, hey, we're not going to do January New Music because everybody's focused on last and rounding up their picks, and there's not a whole lot that comes out in January, but that did not stop our people. And makes my heart swell with pride. Everybody just went ahead and plowed ahead, which is fantastic. So we've got six total calls, and we're going to get those in today, Thursday, and Friday. And tomorrow we're going to have a special episode on our American Band Madness bracket. And speaking of that, I want to remind everybody to vote in that ongoing knockout poll where we're going to decide the greatest American band. It's coinciding with March Madness, which is coming up, and we're going to continue having a matchup each day all the way down to the men's final. And we appreciate everybody who's been participating. Basically, the way to do it is to go to Facebook or Twitter, and that's at Suburbs Pod. And each day you'll see a matchup posted there. You just vote for the one you want. We'll tally all that up, and the next morning we'll let you know who won, and we'll post an updated bracket. We've just completed one region, and we're going to have a little analysis of that one as we go on. And it's been a lot of fun. So thank you, everybody who's participated. A couple of upsets there, just like in the basketball tournament. So it's fun to see who's going to come out on top. And, you know, a couple of favorites going down as well. A couple of the higher seeds have fallen. Also, I want to take just a minute before we jump into new music and read a piece of correspondence we got on Tom Berlane in television. Ben Hopper from Eugene, Oregon, wrote an email to rock@suburbspod.com, and he is referring to episode 1540, which posted on January 31st, where Jim and I talked about the legacy of Tom Berlane and his work with the trailblazing band Television. And Ben writes, I was born in 1976, so I was a baby when Marquee Moon was released. But when I read an interview with the band Slater Kinney, in which they credited Television as a major influence, I picked up a copy of their masterpiece album and have been in love with it ever since. Like other artists of that scene, Patti Smith, Talking Heads, The Ramones, and just before them, The Velvet Underground, Television's influence on other artists was profound. Rest in power, Tom Verlaine, and thanks for the great music. Thank you, Ben, Eugene, Oregon. All right. Thank you, Ben, so much for taking a minute to write us an email. Really appreciate that. Anytime anyone's listening to an episode, especially those tribute ones, I think it's great when somebody gets in touch and lets us know what their thoughts and take on it is. So even somebody like Ben, definitely younger than me, can show the trace of history when a band that you're into talks about them as an influence. And there you go. You're right down the history chain. And of course, he's mentioning Velvet Underground there too, and just lays it out perfectly. So thank you very much, Ben. All right. It's January New Music, and I am powerless to stop it. The train will roll on. And so we will begin, as we always do on New Music, with the man, the myth, the legend.
Got it. The man, myth, and the legend, Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it. Man, myth, and the legend, known as Stephen Routledge, is about to serve you this month's favorite.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns, and Patrick's now reclaimed one true friend shadow. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Scotland with my new music picks for January. I know Patrick said you weren't planning on doing new music picks this month, but the new music train waits for no man or podcast. First up this month is South Korean jangly dream pop served with a side order of My Bloody Valentine-style Wall of Sound. Polaris, the opening track from Paranul's new album After the Magic, starts off as a light jangly indie sound before morphing after 2 minutes into a much more intense but still melodic Wall of Sound. Play from just past the 1 minute mark to fully appreciate both sides of this audio coin. Second pick is from the retro soul stylings of Electrophonic Chronic, the second album from Dan Auerbach's side project The Arcs. Heaven is a Place starts with a simple piano and synth progression before some fuzz-drenched lead guitar takes over. It's a slow jam that unwinds like a long-lost Prince deep cut. Well, that'll do for this month. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
Patrick, Party Line people, it's been long since I've rang up the old Party Line for Rockin' the Suburbs, but it's Jimmy Linetti. Been long overdue, but I wanted to check in. Some of you know through Twitter, I kind of had a busy fall, moving the glove repair shop out of the garage into an actual storefront, and it's been great, but I kind of missed out on some Rockin' the Suburbs stuff, like getting in my year-end list. I probably would have included MJ Lenderman and Big Thief. I think I flipped back and forth of which one had the best song and which one was the best album, so I'll just say them both. But I don't know if you're formally doing it, but January Best Music. I heard a couple that reminded me of the old days of Rock in the Suburbs and maybe going back to even the original podcast. But it's a couple bands that I've championed in the past. Bonnie Doone has a great new single out. Everybody should listen to it. Crooked Creek. It's outstanding. And another band I've talked about way back when, The Men, are making a comeback, a new label, kind of going back to the basics. But they have a great new song too, Any Way I Find You. Both bands will have upcoming albums, and I'm really looking forward to both of those releases. But glad I get a chance to call in and chat with you guys. Nobody needs to worry on Twitter. Hashtag love. Love Shop Cassettes has made the transition from the garage to the new place, so that'll continue to be a feature. So, again, I try to keep it brief, so I won't run out the clock here on my time, but good to talk to you guys. Take it easy.
It's fantastic to hear from Jimmy Linetti. It's been too long, as he said, but of course, as he mentioned, he's been real busy getting his glove repair shop moved into an official space there in Minneapolis. So that's really exciting. Really exciting. Looks like if you follow him on Twitter, DJ Glove Repair, there's a lot of exciting things going on. He always posts really cool pictures of old mitts and Minnesota Twins stuff and old baseball stuff and all kinds of good stuff on there. So definitely give him a follow. And, of course, if you have any glove repair needs, you know where to go. All right. We have, as I said, a special episode coming up tomorrow, updating our American Band Madness bracket. But on Thursday and Friday, we will have more new music from January for you. And I want to mention, now's as good a time as any to remind you that we will do February new music too. So as this month rolls along, make sure to jot down the things you're into, the new music, and send that to us. And early in March, we will roll those February picks as well. So take your notes now and get out your pocket tape recorders and take down your thoughts when they come to your mind, and we'll get those all rounded up for you. All right, and with that, I want to say again on behalf of Jim Linehan, thank you very much for listening to these new music picks. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Jimmy Linetti. I am Patrick Foster, and we're going to go out with a little more television. Thanks again to Ben Hopper for getting in touch. We'll go out listening to the great Tom Verlaine on vocals and guitar, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Party line people.